Everything is better on a boat, and your vacation is no exception. This year, experience the world's most beautiful destinations aboard your own private yacht charter with The Moorings. Our fleet of modern, custom-designed yachts is just one reason we were recently voted Best Caribbean Yacht Charter Company by readers of Caribbean Journal. So when you next explore the Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, or elsewhere, don't accept anything less than The Moorings. Your vacation time is precious, so make the most of your freedom on the water. Book your perfect charter at moorings.com. Nothing less than The Moorings.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 439.
On Now You Know.
So we reported on our in-depth last Thursday that Elon said that the Robotaxi network will launch in June in Austin.
Mind-blowing. I know, right?
On last week's Tesla Time News, we asked our patrons in the Now You Know Patreon poll how much money you would have to earn from Tesla annually to put your Tesla onto the Robotaxi network. Now, many people said $10,000 to $20,000 per year.
On Disruptive Investing last week, we did some calculations to show you how much you can make per year. If you haven't seen that yet, by the way, we urge you to check it out so you can get some idea of the numbers we're expecting are possible.
But I'll be honest, one of the number one concerns people have about putting their Teslas on the network is cleaning.
People are messy. Crumbs, fingerprints on screens.
Am I going to have to clean my car every day?
Tesla posted an answer to that in a video they titled, "This Robot Sucks."
I wake. I clean. I live. They leave gifts for me. So kind. They feed me like a king. But I don't do it for accolades. My work is my sustenance. Soaking up every last crumb in every last crevice. Potato chips. Like our own little game of hide and seek. Ah, found you. It's a simple life, but as the sun is to a flower, vital. Until next time, my old friend.
Okay, so what is Tesla showing us here?
This is an autonomous vacuuming and cleaning robot. It looks like it was specifically designed to clean all the messes that a typical rideshare cyber cab would need after a few hours of driving. Vacuuming up crumbs on the seats and the floor mats, cleaning the screen and the windows, even forgotten bags and leftover water bottles.
Yeah, so the vacuum looks strong enough to pick up forgotten backpacks, and I'm assuming it's going to store those at Tesla Lost and Found. Maybe once you claim it, it'll drive it over to your house.
It could be for another fee. Yeah. Well,
that is very clever.
And to do all this takes vision autonomy. This is an autonomous robot. So sure, it may sound like a glorified Roomba, but in true Tesla fashion, they've designed and engineered a machine that can take care of the problem that nobody wants to deal with, autonomously cleaning a rideshare taxi.
Okay, so how is this going to work?
Well, my guess is that these are going to be built at Tesla charging locations, likely wireless inductive charging locations, so that while the CyberCab is topping off with electrons, the vacuum robot can do its job and clean the interior.
Now, the CyberCab only has one passenger compartment, as opposed to many cars that have back seats, so the CyberCab is designed to be really easy to clean.
Good point. Yeah, no underseat areas that are hard to get at where things tend to get lost, and no between the seat nooks and crannies either. I mean, the interior looks to be designed with cleaning in mind.
So that does raise the question, will this robot be used to clean our Teslas, the Model 3s, the Model Ys, the Cybertrucks, even the Ss and the Xs?
I mean, I don't see why not. It's obviously autonomous. So if you look carefully, you can see that there are different attachments that it can use for different purposes. It has big heads for sucking up water bottles, a wide head for floor mats, a smaller specialized head for the seats, and even this round screen cleaning head.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And if the Cybertruck backseat requires a special tool to get to that area under the seats, then it could pop that on to do its job.
So how many of these cleaning robots is Tesla going to need?
Unlike a charger that is tied up for the whole time the car is charging, I estimate that cleaning will take a fraction of the time that charging takes. So my guess is that the cleaning robot will travel between the parked Tesla taxis and clean multiple cars per hour, greatly reducing the number of robots needed. Not to mention that these cleaning robots can work 24/7, unlike human workers.
So do you think this robot cleaning service will be included when you put your Tesla on the robotaxi network next year?
I doubt it. I believe Tesla will charge extra for it. That way, if you want to keep the car clean yourself, you can opt out and save money. But I'm guessing most people will opt in because it's such a time saver rather than having to break out the vacuum cleaner and the buckets every night.
What about the harder to clean messes like gum and sticky ice cream and worse?
Well, I have some ideas on that too, but let's discuss that on Investor Club bonus stories, since people who are serious about robotaxis are likely also our Investor Club members, people who see the money-making potential of the Tesla network. So join us on Patreon for our weekly Investor Club bonus stories. Thanks to Ground News for sponsoring this episode.
Depending on where you get your news, topics like Tesla, Elon, and AI can be framed as visionary or reckless.
In our search for tools that can help us dig deeper into the stories we cover here on Now You Know, we partnered with a platform that completely streamlined our research, Ground News.
Founded by a former NASA engineer, the Ground News app and website uses a data-driven approach to news analysis by taking every perspective covering a story and breaking down each source's political bias, credibility, and any financial interests behind the headline.
Like this headline: Elon Musk bashes the $500 billion AI project Trump announced, claiming its backers don't have the money.
We've talked about this for years. Headlines from different sources can be polarizing and sensational.
Ground News ensures access to diverse and maybe even opposing viewpoints so that you can understand the stories shaping our world.
Ground News is how we found the full coverage on this story.
With one click, we get a summary of this report based on more than 300 sources that Ground News found reporting on it.
And with just a quick look, we can see the breakdown of news outlets that are covering this story. You can see, as of today, the bias distribution, a reminder of why it's so important to diversify where we get our news. One of the features we love most about Ground News is how easy it makes it to identify the reliability of information at a glance. Their factuality ratings let you see which sources are highly factual, the gold standard of journalism, and which ones lean more towards sensationalism.
It's simple to analyze how the different framings of the same story can influence a reader's perception of an issue.
If you're here watching Now You Know, you're already someone who loves digging deeper into stories about Elon, Tesla, and the latest breakthroughs in technology like AI.
That's why we think you'll love Ground News. It's the perfect way to track important developments and even see what you might be missing.
And for a limited time, you can get the same plan that we use every day for nearly half price.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or scan this QR code to save 40% on their unlimited access Vantage plan. Or gift it to someone you know and have more informed discussions on your favorite topics. Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and see the bigger picture. We think you'll find them just as valuable. So thanks to Ground News for sponsoring this episode.
But you know, unsupervised full self-driving has already begun.
It has? I thought Elon said it wasn't going to start till June.
I'm talking about this. Elon posted, unsupervised full self-driving begins.
What? Is it already June?
Well, Tesla AI had posted, Teslas now drive themselves from their birthplace at the factory to the designated loading dock lanes without human intervention. One step closer to large-scale unsupervised full self-driving.
Wait, there's nobody in the car.
These are newly built Teslas leaving the factory lines at the Fremont factory and driving the 1.2 miles to the delivery lots.
Wait, so Tesla doesn't need human drivers to do it anymore?
Nope. Autonomous, baby. They drive themselves to the lots where they are loaded onto delivery trucks.
That's going to save Tesla so much money.
Yeah, here's what the route looks like. How much do you think Tesla will save?
Well, it may seem trivial, but Fremont made over 550,000 vehicles last year, and each of them previous to this had to be driven by a human employee from the factory to the delivery lot. That's about 5 minutes each.
Then they had to wait to be picked up by a people mover van and brought back to the factory to repeat the procedure.
Right. So I estimate that alone cost Tesla 139,593 employee hours last year at Fremont.
How much would that cost in dollars?
Well, the average wage, according to PayScale, was $26.92 an hour. So that was $3.7 million just last year, just to move the cars to the delivery lot at Fremont.
Holy crap. And that's just one factory.
And that's not counting the gas to drive them back.
True.
Plus, if they do this at all four factories, just multiply that by four. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, that's just $12 million or something. Who cares? Well, $12 million is $12 million.
True. And Ashok Alaswamy said, just a matter of time before it's rolling out on public roads.
Elon said, indeed. Because, yeah, this is going to happen in June.
And that brings up the point that when it's not just 5 minutes from the factory to the delivery lot, and when it's driving you and your friends and you're all drunk and you're all watching a movie, like, that's going to make a difference.
I was going to say, what if they just drive out of the factory and drive to your house when you buy one?
That's true. That'll save some money.
Right?
Hey, maybe they could get rid of the destination fees.
Yes.
You just pay the supercharging along the way.
Save $1,000.
That'd be nice.
So Nick Cruz-Batain says the new Model Y's light bar reflects onto the road during the night. Check this out.
Ooh.
But of course, there's people who are worried. Jal Fernandez says, I only worry about whether you can tell apart this and the actual brake lights.
And Nick responded, he said, brake lights are on either side. No issue.
I just think this is really cool because now you've got much more visibility in the rear. This could actually cut down on the number of rear ends that are happening to Teslas.
It's true. So President Trump signed an executive order last Saturday imposing tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China.
Mexico and Canada get a 25% tariff on imports starting today, February 4th. This excludes energy resources from Canada, which are subject to a lower 10% tariff.
China gets a 10% tariff on imports starting today as well.
So many people in Tesla Nation have been asking, how will this affect Tesla?
We won't know the exact impacts these tariffs will have on Tesla until we get to see some numbers from Q1 earnings.
And even more importantly, probably the Q2 earnings, because Q1 has only 1 month where the tariffs were in effect, and it'll probably take until the end of this quarter to work through existing parts and supply inventories.
But there are some things that we do know.
Tesla's competitors will be affected more by the tariffs than Tesla will for two reasons.
Number one, Tesla is more vertically integrated than their competition. While companies like Volkswagen source over 43% of their US-made vehicle parts from Mexico, Tesla makes more of their own vehicle parts themselves here in the United States.
Especially the expensive parts like frames, body panels, motors, battery packs, and seats. That means that the effect of tariffs on Tesla will be less than their competitors.
It costs Tesla about $30,000 in input costs to build a Model Y.
There are, for instance, some printed circuit boards, PCBs, for various components in a Tesla that are sourced from Mexico. So if Tesla doesn't resource them from the US, they will cost 25% more. But these are fairly low-cost items. Compare this to Ford, where the gas engines for the Ford F-150 and the Mustang, for example, are made in Canada. 25% of an engine is a pricey extra expense for Ford. Or take GM. Their engines and transmissions often cross borders multiple times during production, and each of those border crossings will get hit with the 25% tariff.
Seriously? Multiple border crossings for one part?
Yeah, this is a big deal that nobody thinks much about because up until these new tariffs, there was, well, no tariffs. So the only expense was the shipping back and forth. And Ford and GM and Toyota and Hyundai, actually all of Tesla's competition, took advantage of cheaper labor in Mexico and Canada to build parts and subassemblies there. These auto companies can't pivot quickly to become vertically integrated. They have multi-year contracts and factories that have tooled up especially for certain parts and subassemblies. Their whole culture is based on shaving off pennies by sourcing things outside of the US. And now that's going to hurt them tremendously. Nearly every one of the top six big auto companies, except Tesla, has at least one plant in Mexico.
And this leads to reason number two, profit margins. These tariffs are going to cost Ford, GM, Volkswagen, Hyundai, Honda, and Toyota many more thousands of dollars per vehicles than Tesla. A quick back of the napkin estimate is that these guys will be paying an extra $3,000 per vehicle because of these new tariffs.
Ford had an average pre-tax profit per ICE vehicle, so not electric, ICE, of $3,715 in Q1 of 2023. And because Ford is losing so much money per EV that they build, we're talking more than $60,000 per vehicle in 2023. Their overall margins were just 1.9% as of September of 2024.
Just 1.9%?
Yep. And so what happens when you take away an additional $3,000 per vehicle due to these tariffs?
Ford won't be making any money on any of the vehicles that they make. They're going to have to raise prices.
and the hurt is already happening. GM just announced last Saturday that they're dropping a production shift at their assembly plant in Mexico that builds crossovers for Chevy, Cadillac, and Honda. Ending this third shift will result in the elimination of 800 jobs there.
Tesla, on the other hand, has two advantages here. Number one, the cost these tariffs will have on Tesla will probably be more like $1,000 per vehicle. And because Tesla has an incredibly fast and nimble logistics system, they can more quickly source parts from within the United States. Tesla has tons of experience with building parts and sub-assemblies themselves.
For instance, in 2015, Elon decided to stop buying pre-assembled seats from outside suppliers for the Model S and X, and instead start making them in-house at the Fremont factory. Many industry insiders were skeptical that this would work out well for Tesla, since seats are highly labor-intensive parts that you typically buy from countries where labor is really cheap, like Mexico. But Tesla redesigned the seats from the ground up, and although it took longer than Elon wanted, by 2019, Tesla had the most automated seat production in the industry. Tesla has since replicated this in all their gigafactories.
So if we assume a price of, say, $600 per seat, because some are heated and powered and some aren't, that means that when GM, Ford, Volkswagen, etc. buy their seats now, they're going to have to pay an extra $750 in tariffs for a five-seater, and Tesla isn't.
That's just the seats.
Exactly. And the second advantage that Tesla has is that they are already making about 20% margins on their cars. Here you can see in this chart from MainStreetData.com that Tesla is making $9,230 per vehicle in profit.
In this next chart from MainStreetData, you can see that Tesla's auto gross margin, which is dark blue here, is 16.6%.
That's way better than Ford's 1.9.
Exactly. So even if Tesla takes a $1,000 hit per vehicle due to these tariffs, Tesla has more options. They can pass some of that on to customers, take a hit on margins, and as FSD gets better, more and more customers will be paying for that software that has almost 100% profit margins. Now, Canada just responded to the US with a 25% tariff on US goods, including Teslas, as the legacy media likes to shout in their headlines.
All US-made car prices will go up in Canada by 25%, though.
Right. And U.S. customers will be paying more for cars that have parts or sub-assemblies made in Canada, but that will cost less than Canadians, who will get a full 25% tariff on U.S.-made cars. Sorry, Canadians. But whether or not you're a fan of these tariffs, Tesla should be able to handle the effects better than their peers.
Now, we compare Tesla to their big auto peers like Ford, GM, and Toyota, but how about Rivian and Lucid?
That's a good question. We'll discuss that on Investor Club bonus stories today, so make sure to join us on Patreon, support the independent journalism we provide every week, and get to watch our weekly bonus stories just for our patrons. So we'll see you there. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
The Boring Company posted, Cybertunnel is open. Fast and safe way to transport Cybertruck production to the Outbound lot. Thanks to Tesla for a great partnership and simply being awesome. So funny to hear from another one of Elon's companies talking to another one of his companies as if they're separate. I mean, they are.
Making a tunnel that works for one of Elon's companies.
And just look how sexy it is to see all these cars just driving themselves out of the tunnel again.
And, you know, we did see this last week because, you know, we're up on stuff.
We're a little ahead of the game.
And we have to thank amazing drone pilots like Joe Tegmeyer for getting the scoop early.
And we should thank David Amai, who is Tesla's director of design, who's been with Tesla for almost 14 years. He took this photo of the completed Cybertunnel exit. I mean, that looks like we're looking at another planet.
I know.
Welcome to Earth.
Tesla Charging posted, all V4 posts in North America can now charge up to 325 kilowatts for Cybertruck.
Whoa.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
That's some faster charging speeds.
Yeah. I mean, that's up from 250. So that's 75 more kilowatts.
That's, that's going to make supercharging a lot faster.
And that was all because of some software changes they made. Pretty amazing.
Well, they planned ahead with the hardware changes.
Yes. Yeah. Wes Morrill, who's head of Tesla's vehicle engineering, posted Cybertrucks in the rain. And can we all just stop for a second and realize that all those years we had to endure with Tesla haters saying,
it's never going to happen. Elon's never going to be able to make the Cybertruck.
Tesla made it. Here it is. It's the most amazing truck I've ever driven. There's more technological innovation in this truck than Ford, GM, and Dodge have brought to the market in the past, I don't know, two decades combined. Those who make fun of it are afraid of it and what it's about to do to ICE pickup trucks. Hey, and if you want to learn more about Cybertruck, or maybe you have a Cybertruck, join the Cybertruck Owners Club. There you're going to, first of all, be a part of a bunch of people who get it. Secondly, if you have questions, maybe you're on the fence, these are the people who know the answer. So go check it out, and thank you for sponsoring today's show. In a recent 10K filing with the SEC, Tesla revealed that they have been chosen as a top 100 employer of choice in the 2024 American Opportunity Index.
Okay, that sounds good, but what does it mean?
What does it all mean?
The American Opportunity Index measures how well companies retain their employees and build their careers, focusing on aspects like employee compensation growth over time. By the end of last year, Tesla's workforce had grown to 125,665 employees.
So where does Tesla fall in terms of U.S. employers?
I did a little research. Tesla is currently ranked at number 32 in terms of all U.S. companies.
So they're 32nd of all employees?
Yes.
Okay.
And in terms of global auto manufacturers, Tesla ranks number 12. But in terms of auto manufacturers in U.S. operations, Tesla ranks first.
Wait, so Tesla employs the most people of all the auto manufacturers in the United States?
Yes. According to my research, it's neck and neck with GM. But yes, Tesla is the number one auto employer in the U.S.
I don't know how to put this.
Crap, that seems like a big deal.
I'm kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal, since most people in the U.S. today barely know that Tesla is an American car company, let alone the number one car employer in the country.
So Tesla is the car company that employs the most Americans?
Yes.
That seems outrageous.
Inconceivable.
And it took a lot of research to get these numbers because Tesla doesn't generally break down everything. But, you know, I went through in terms of gigafactories and stuff like that. So comment down below if you think I'm off a little bit, but I think I'm really close.
Ford is number four. And I mean, I guess that makes sense because Stellantis is basically just a bunch of other auto companies in a big trench coat.
Yes, that's exactly what they are. They should be called Trench Coat Motors. So Tesla just tweaked their referral program again. They lowered the credit that referrers get down from $1,000 per sale to $500, but they increased the savings off the Model 3 purchase to $2,500. So now you can save $500 off a Model Y, $400 off a Tesla solar panel system, $1,000 off the Model S, X, and Cybertruck, and $2,500 off a Model 3.
Now, we're not sure how long this will last, but if you want to use our referral code down below, save yourself $2,500.
By Grabthar's hammer. What a savings.
25 buckaroonskis. You can. Now, some things don't age too well, like when Marquise Brownlee said this last October.
There's just no way that they're actually going to be able to do that. I mean, if they do, let's say they do, I will shave my head on camera. Because I'm that confident they won't do it.
You are very brave.
Yeah, and Fun Daddy said, MKBHD doesn't believe that Robotaxi will come out before 2027 for $30,000. If they do, I'll shave my head.
And Gregor Truck says, get your clippers ready.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is only what Elon told us is going to happen, but this also gives Elon an extra year because MKBHD said before 2027. So I really do think he's going to end up looking like this.
He will look fine. He looks great.
All right, it's time for SpaceX news. Starship Gazer posted awesome new Mars globe hanging in the main entrance lobby of the SpaceX headquarters office building.
That is fun.
That is really fun. Starlink posted Starlink will soon be available on all SAS flights for passengers and crew, even while flying over the Atlantic Ocean, North Sea, and North Pole.
Scandinavian Airlines is installing Starlink in all of their aircraft. They claim that by the end of this year, SAS will have Starlink high-speed internet for the entire duration of your flight.
I mean, that's a real plus. If you're looking at two different airlines to go on a trip and like one is $100 more, but it has Starlink, I feel like a lot of people will choose that option.
And I do wonder if they're going to charge more for that option because you hate getting on the plane and then it's like,
do you want to sign up for our special thing? Or do you want to pay $35 for internet for your 4-hour flight?
And you're like, well, I mean, I don't need it. So I guess my whole family just won't know if I made it get to my destination until I arrive.
Elon Musk posted Mini in Mexico.
And so Starlink Mini is now in Mexico.
I wonder if it's going to get tariffed. Mario says, game changer, Apple quietly adds Starlink to iPhones in iOS 18.3.
And Elon said, medium resolution images, music and audio podcasts should work with the current generation Starlink direct-to-phone constellation. Next generation constellation will do medium resolution video.
Wow, what a quiet announcement by Apple. I didn't find out about this until I went searching for it. It's almost like they don't want you to know about the partnership.
I know.
President Trump posted, I've just asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to go get the two brave astronauts who have been virtually abandoned in space by the Biden administration. They have been waiting for many months on space station. Elon will soon be on his way. Hopefully all will be safe. Good luck, Elon.
And Elon saluted.
I don't think Elon's getting in the Crew Dragon to go get them, but he will send a Crew Dragon to get them. Elon said, the president has asked SpaceX to bring home the two astronauts stranded on the space station as soon as possible. We will do so. Terrible that the Biden administration left them there so long. And He got community noted. Butch and Soonie's return was arranged with SpaceX in August last year. They will return via the SpaceX Crew 9 in February of 2025, part of routine mission rotations, not an emergency. The delay aligns with the readiness of Crew Dragon C213 for the Crew 10 mission in March of 2025.
But it's not what was planned originally. They were supposed to come back on the Starliner, and they couldn't because there were so many different problems with the Starliner. And now we're going to basically be leaving one American astronaut aboard the International Space Station, along with a bunch of cosmonauts. And that's something that we didn't want to have happen, but we have to do because of Starliner's failure.
And I want to ask, what if there was no Crew Dragon? Like, they didn't know that Starliner would make it back.
We would have been flying the Soyuz the whole time, and that would have probably changed the whole trajectory of the Ukraine war. It would have made it a complete geopolitical mess. All of this did not happen because we had Crew Dragon, and Crew Dragon has been able to support the International Space Station for cheaper than the space shuttle.
I really want to know. Butch and Soonie went up there, thought they'd be there for 8 days, so they probably traveled pretty light. It's going to end up being 8 months. They must be getting pretty tired of their outfits.
Look, I mean, if I was Butch and Soonie, I would want to be up there for as long as possible, because I would
not if you didn't plan for it.
I've waited years.
Well, your family's waiting for them to come home.
Hey, Dad.
I do wonder if they had any, doctor's appointments that they're missing. You know,
I just need to put off another month.
Well, that's going to cost you $25 for your cancellation fee because it's unacceptable that you're missing your doctor's appointment.
You need to register your car.
Oh, no, my license is out of date.
SpaceX has filed this FCC communication license for the Starship Flight 8 mission targeting for February 24th.
Now, the FAA investigation into Starship 7 is still ongoing, so this doesn't mean that Starship 8 will launch on February 24th for certain, so stay tuned as we find out more. But that's the earliest date it could possibly launch. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you were looking for the best razor on earth, I found it. Here it is. It's the Henson razor. If you want one for yourself, you can head over to hensonshaving.com. And if you use our code, you can get 100 double-sided blades for free. So that's 200 shaves with a fresh razor. All you have to do is use our referral code. Now you know when you check out. And you'll not only get a great razor, but you'll also get those blades for free.
And like so many other people, you will actually write to us and thank us.
Yep.
So Neuralink posted this.
What are we looking at?
This is a robot arm with a pen controlled by a person who is paralyzed. A Neuralink patient on the Neuralink Convoy study with an N1 Neuralink transplant in their brain. This study aims to enable paralyzed individuals to control robotic arms with their brain signals. And it looks like it's working.
What?
Vittorio says, I don't think most people understand what's happening here. Neuralink's patient is controlling a robotic arm with his mind, not a joystick, not a muscle sensor, just his thoughts. The implant reads neural signals from the motor cortex, wirelessly sends them to the robotic arm, and translates them into movement, and this is just the beginning of something much bigger. From here to controlling full-size robots, exoskeletons, or even fixing lost motor functions, it's not far. Add pressure sensors, and you restore not just movement, but the sense of touch. This is mind-boggling, and almost no one else is even close.
And no one is even talking about this.
And Elon said, true. And DJ Sio, who works on the Neuralink team, posted this. This was the finished work product. That's all drawn robotically with someone's brain with the chip in it.
They can draw better than I can.
I know, right?
They can draw better than I can.
What is reality?
What the f***? That's crazy.
And Neuralink posted, Neuralink has selected University of Miami Health as the second site for the PRIME study. If you have quadriplegia due to ALS or SCI, you may qualify. Visit our patient registry to learn more and apply.
Oh my God.
I know. And you don't hear about this on the legacy media. I don't know why. They are always looking for feel-good stories, right, about cats stuck in trees. Here's a really good feel-good story.
I mean, they're always like, oh, this person thought they'd never walk again. And then here's a bunch of B-roll of them walking.
Yes, but Elon did it, so we can't tell you about
We're literally about to be able to unlock everyone who's paralyzed right now.
Yep.
I mean, we could do that within our lifetimes.
Yep.
This is the first lifetime that you've been able to say that about. It used to be, oh, he fell off his horse. He's just going to stay like that forever. He's just going to stay in bed.
Yep.
What? Oh, my God. Tell everyone about this. Go tell everyone about this right now. Right now. It's crazy.
I know. That's crazy.
So a bunch of people have spotted Grok 3, which is the latest version of XAI's LLM. But as of this taping, it hasn't gone into full release yet. Lots of reports that it can understand riddles and problems that so far only DeepSeek R1 has been able to comprehend.
Chris posted, breaking, Grok 3 understands nuanced riddle that all of OpenAI models have failed to get right. The only other model to get this question right was DeepSeek R1. Grok 3 is beating O1. Has XAI caught up this fast?
I can't wait to find out. I use Grok 2 every day, so I can't wait for Grok 3.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
All right, it's time for Going Green.
So we've been making fun of Honda for years because of the resistance to going electric with their lineup. A lot of talk and no action, unless you count the recent Prologue SUV, which is basically a Chevy Blazer with the Honda badge on it.
But, it appears that maybe, just maybe, Honda is finally ready to commit to making EVs with their most recent announcement. Mike Fisher, the head of Honda's lead for battery electric vehicle project in North America, says the Honda EV hub in Ohio is establishing the global standard for EV production for people, for technology, and for processes. As we expand EV production regionally and globally, this is the footprint and the characteristic performance that will be used.
I thought you said that they're going to be committed to making EVs. This sounds like a lofty marketing statement.
It might be, but Honda just said that they will be building a next generation car factory in Ohio for over $1 billion. And at that plant, they're going to install six, count them, six gigapresses.
Oh, look who's finally copying Tesla.
And Honda says they will be building a $3.5 billion battery plant in Ohio to make cells for their cars.
Now, when you say that Honda is going to be building a battery cell plant.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to build one for LG Energy Solutions. LG's new plant is going to look like this.
Thank you for allowing us to build you a multi-billion dollar factory in Ohio so we can buy your batteries for our EVs until our company goes out of business. And then you can continue selling tariff-free batteries to the surviving U.S. car companies.
Look, to be fair, Honda already made this partnership with LGES back in August of 2022. It then took them another half a year to actually sign the agreement that they had made a big press thing about, and then another couple months to start building the plant in March of 2023. This latest announcement is actually upping the investment because back in November, Honda executives had a strategic meeting and they kind of saw the writing on the wall, I think. This was a hedge preparing for tariffs. We'll be discussing this more on Investor Club Bonus Stories.
So, I mean, this story is not even breaking or new. This is just a continuation.
It's a little more money. They've added some more money to the pot. It was going to be a $700 million investment. Now they've bumped it up to a billion.
Okay, but again, this is like they always write the press releases where it's like, we just came up with this idea. If this is the first time you're hearing about it, we're great. It's every single time, every single press release always make it sound like we are just the best. We just came up with this idea right now and we're moving so fast. And it's like, no, this is 2 or 3 years in the making and they haven't even done anything yet.
All right, it's time for Sunspots. So during last week's Tesla Q4 earnings call, Elon announced that Tesla will be building its third megafactory. Kind of got lost in all the other good stuff, right? Now, this is not to be confused with the gigafactory, which manufactures vehicles. A megafactory makes these megapacks.
These are the giant grid-scale batteries with 3.9 megawatt hours of storage and are capable of pushing 1.5 megawatts of electricity onto the grid at once.
So this is the megafactory in Shanghai.
And this is Tesla's megafactory in Lathrop, California. It's just 51 miles away from their Fremont gigafactory.
And by November 2024, Tesla had produced 10,000 megapacks in Lathrop. And currently, Tesla has a production capacity of 20,000 megapacks a year, or 80 gigawatt hours.
This third megapack factory should bring Tesla to around 120 gigawatt hours of annual production capacity.
But Elon didn't announce the location. So we asked our patrons in this week's Patreon poll where they think it'll be built. So we'll bring you that later in the show. Our next story is about solar railways.
You mean solar roadways, right? That company in Idaho that was planning to make special solar panels that would cover roads?
No, I'm talking about a French test project that is seeing if it makes sense to install solar panels on train tracks. So AREP, which is a subsidiary of a French railway operator, SNEF, has deployed a prototype of a small solar panel along with inverters and batteries that they're going to test for 6 months on some unused railroad tracks to see if it's economical to use unused railroad tracks to generate power.
This reminds me of the interview that we just had with SunTrain, the company that is developing batteries that can be moved by train from a generator, like a solar field, to the grid where no power lines exist.
Yeah, that was an eye-opening interview with the CTO of SunTrain.
That interview should be coming out this week on our Disruptive Investing channel, so make sure you subscribe to Disruptive Investing so you don't miss it.
Back to SNCF. They say they want to install 1,000 megawatts of solar by 2030. 80% of their trains, by the way, in France already operate on electricity. And get this, AREP Group, the company that runs the railroad, owns 439 square miles of land.
I can't really picture 439 square miles.
Okay, try this. Picture Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, I'm picturing Brooklyn.
Hey, that's my pocket space. Get your own pocket space, you no good
piece. No. Just picture the landmass.
Oh, okay.
Brooklyn is 71 square miles. So now multiply that by six, and you have 439 square miles.
Wow, six Brooklyns.
Yeah, about half the size of Rhode Island.
That's a lot of land.
And they have a lot of right-of-way and unused railroad tracks that could be used for solar farms. Anyway, we'll keep our eye on this solar railway project to see if it goes anywhere. Hey, and if you want to get solar on your house, maybe you own a railroad, I don't know, call up our friends at EnergyPal. I know about the house part. They can help you with that because they know all of the tax credits, all of the fees, who's the best installers, and they'll do all that work for you for free. Just tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you. The link is down below. All right, so what do we got for video contributor stories this week, Jess?
We got our buddy Eric from Go Electric Colorado.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Eric checking in from Boulder, Colorado. I'm a volunteer with Go Electric Colorado, a nonprofit that helps homeowners electrify their homes and navigating the complicated process. Did you know you can save $4,000 to $8,000 or up to $20,000 by not upgrading your main service panel? And I'm going to help you understand how to avoid these with three separate steps. First of all, when I was a kid, 100-watt light bulbs were actually 100-watt light bulbs. Today, they're LEDs mostly, and they use 10, 12, 15 watts. And so we have all these separate breakers dedicated to lighting. We can consolidate all of those using a pigtail and put them into one circuit. Here's a 20 amp breaker, a separate standalone. It fills up one slot. We now can actually replace that one slot with a mini breaker and actually free up one space. So two 20 amp breakers can be in one slot with a miniature mini tandem brakes. Another option, I have two 240 breakers up here, a 30 amp, 240, and a 40 amp. These can be consolidated also to free up space. Here on the bottom of the panel, you see I have a 40 amp. It's actually for my induction stove. Now, if I really were out of capacity on my panel, what I could do is I could share that circuit with my charger. So I could get a 40 amp charger that would only run, the EV charger would only run when the stove's not working. And we can prioritize that. Further, if your dryer is located close to your garage, you could actually plug in both your dryer and your EV charger into a device, a circuit sharing device.
Wow, I didn't think about that. Used to be you put a 100-watt light bulb here and there and everywhere, and before you know it, like 10 light bulbs later, you're 1,000 watts.
Yeah.
Now you put 10 light bulbs and you're at like 100 watts.
Exactly. And so by consolidating a lot of these different things in your panel, you can save up some space and hopefully be able to install a charger.
Please refer to a qualified electrician before you do any of it yourself.
Sure, but it is nice to know that you're going to be able to hopefully save a ton of money as opposed to having to get a panel upgrade.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. We got a lot of stories this week, Jess. And so maybe people don't know this, but if you want to go see those stories, join us on Patreon for as little as a buck a month. You support the work we do, and you get all this extra content just for you. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories, and it's time for the Patreon poll.
So where will Tesla build their third mega factory?
Yeah, this isn't a gigafactory, this is a mega factory. And where do our patrons think they're going to build it?
Europe.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe. I don't know. It's good to
number
hear.
Number two is Texas, but Europe. Europe, number one. I mean, there isn't one in Europe.
True. I think it'll be Texas. It could be Europe. I don't know. Comment down below if you think it's Europe, like what country you think it'd be in. A lot of people were saying Finland because it'd be near the materials.
I mean, I could see it being built near Gigafactory. Berlin.
Yeah, that would make sense too.
I don't know.
Yeah. Comment down below. I'd love to know your thoughts as well.
I'm thinking Texas. I would vote Texas.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Insurrection Barbie says, why does the media hate America so much?
Elon said, good question.
Shibutoshi Nakamoto said, it's very stupid that people are only concerned and making crying videos about deportations when Trump does it. And then he pointed out that Bill Clinton did it, Bush did it, Barack Obama did it. So
Barack Obama did more than Bush.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He was the deporter in chief.
Oh, and Elon said, interesting.
Cernovich says NPR is a taxpayer-funded far-left-wing media outlet. Several hosts earn $50,000 a year in total compensation.
No. They earn over $500,000 a year.
What?
$500,000 per year.
Oh.
And Elon said,
Doge said, congratulations to the administration and DOI's Bureau of Reclamation for more than doubling the federally pumped water flowing towards Southern California in less than 72 hours. Was an honor for the Doge team to work with you. Great job. So wait, their engineers are now actually opening valves and stuff too?
Wait, there were valves?
Well, you have to get the water out somehow.
There were pumps? I mean, no, but I mean, like, that was an actual thing?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. That's the pump or the valve or whatever. Interesting. Elon said, nice work by the Doge engineering team, helping getting the pumps turned on. Why do they need the Doge engineering team to do that? Okay.
Doge went on to say, Doge is saving the federal government approximately $1 billion a day, mostly from stopping the hiring of people into unnecessary positions, deletion of DEI, and stopping improper payments to foreign organizations, all consistent with the president's executive orders.
And Deep Dive said, Elon, do you think the U.S. can have budget surplus in the next 4 years? The last time the U.S. had budget surplus was in 2001.
Elon said, it's not out of the question. Elon went on to say, lowering the deficit by $1 trillion requires saving about $3 billion a day average, saving $1.8 trillion current deficit requires $5 billion a day. Current rate of improvement is $1 billion a day, but will improve rapidly. Elon posted this meme. Elon went on to say reducing the federal deficit from $2 trillion to $1 trillion in 2026 requires cutting an average of $4 billion a day in projected 2026 spending from now to September 30th. That would still result in a $1 trillion deficit, but economic growth should be able to match that number, which would mean no inflation in 2026. Super big deal. He went on to say, I am cautiously optimistic that we'll reach the $4 billion a day in fiscal year 2026 reduction this weekend. And he said, my preferred title is tech support.
Tech support!
Autism Capital said breaking Doge and OMB, which is the Office of Management and Budget, found that the Biden administration was about to send $37 million to the World Health Organization and $50 million to fund condoms for Gaza.
And Elon said tip of the iceberg. He said, yes, even in the unlikely event that the money was actually spent on condoms, we should not be sending U.S. taxpayer money to buy condoms for foreigners.
Autism Capital went on to say, wonder what the condoms could be used for. And it turns out they were used to fly bombs over the border.
It's like a very scary version of Up. A very inappropriate and terrifying version of Up. And Elon said explains why all the condom orders were Magnum.
My monster condom that I used for my Magnum.
Paul Cespula says, hey, Elon, please sue Crample and CNN for defamation. The way they continue to drag your good name through the mud with their Nazi salute hoax is reprehensible. If they get away doing it to you, then they'll do it to all of us without consequences.
Elon said, good idea.
Insurrection Barbie says, Elon, I think it's time to sue Tim Walz and Rachel Maddow. The Nazi hoax has gone on long enough.
Elon says, I think I will. Tim Walz is a creepy clown.
The America PAC says, breaking Trump administration to offer all 2 million federal workers the chance to take a deferred resignation with a severance package. Package of 8 months of pay and benefits. 5 to 10% of the workforce is estimated to quit, which could lead to around $100 billion in savings.
And Elon said, a fork in the road. Worth noting that the 8 month severance offer through the end of the government fiscal year is the most that is legally allowed without Congress passing another appropriations bill. Very generous.
Elon said, most people don't understand that their minds can be taken over by a virus. Just like a computer virus takes over your computer, the woke mind virus is like cordyceps. Tesla posted, the future will have lots of robots.
Elon said, sure. Sure will.
Elon said, making life multiplanetary to maximize the lifespan of consciousness will matter most, but maybe that would not have happened without buying Twitter.
Doge Designer said, breaking, Elon Musk has been nominated for the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize in recognition for his efforts to protect free speech.
Elon said, I don't want any prizes. He hasn't technically been nominated. He's been put onto the list that could be nominated, just like he was last year.
Good. Okay, right. Yes.
Data Republican said, cut off the internet access of entire remote offices altogether and show Doge can replace them with Python cron jobs.
Elon said, before even getting to time scripts, the number of government jobs that can be replaced simply with a mouse macro is astounding.
Now, if you want to know what a mouse macro is, it's a program that basically can do what you would do with your mouse.
It's just a programmed series of mouse clicks right. in certain areas. And so if like your job is basically to just like save a document as a PDF, it could be replaced by a macro. And that's what he's saying.
Elon says the Doge team discovered, among other things, that payment approval officers at the Treasury Department were instructed always to approve payments, even to known fraudulent or terrorist groups. They literally never denied a payment in their entire career, not even once.
So talking about mouse macros, approve, approve, approve.
Elon went on to say, crime on a scale that makes the mafia look like preschoolers stealing cookies. That sounds like a good show, actually. Elon said, no one has done more damage to the state of Delaware than that activist pretending to be a judge. And I just want to point out that Dropbox is leaving, Meta is leaving, Ackerman's leaving, like everyone's leaving Delaware. And Elon said, a true expert can explain their field to any moderately smart person.
Elon said, obviously, there will be extreme opposition from the grifters, and they will make it sound like we're cutting funding to save baby pandas when we're actually cutting funding to fraudsters, wastrels, and terrorists. This is only possible because of President Donald Trump.
Franz von Holzhausen, Tesla's lead designer, said, check out Jay Leno's garage February 10th.
Looks like they're going to be checking out the new Model Y.
Yep. This meme, end all property taxes. When did owning a home mean renting it from the government? And Elon responded,
yep. Property tax means that your home is a de facto lease from the government.
Elon says Doge is working 120 hours a week. Our bureaucratic opponents optimistically work 40 hours a week. That is why they are losing so fast. Then Elon posted this meme and said Doge is on the warpath. Mike Ben says NED has an insane records retention policy about former employees that lets them nuke records and communications very, very quickly after someone leaves. Congress must order these records be preserved or they will bury all key internal evidence as soon as current staff leaves.
Elon said it's amazing what you can learn from device forensics. They won't get away with their crimes.
Farzad said, I love how in the span of 2 weeks, Doge confirmed to the American public how incredibly corrupt and wasteful our government has been. Likely that over 50% of our tax dollars have been flushed down the toilet for decades.
Elon said, absolutely. The federal government has squandered your hard-earned tax money. It's an outrage.
Elon went on to say, we spent the weekend feeding U.S. aid into the wood chipper. Could have gone to some great parties. Did that instead. And I just did this before the show. It's I think we're up to, what, $50 billion saved on the Doge clock?
Let me just pull it up. Real quick.
Okay.
I did download US Debt Clock's app for $5. It has a bunch of other fun things. Let's see. We're up to $52,683,000,000 as of the recording. Right
so that's
now.
$2.6 billion a day now.
Yeah.
Maybe. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for Community Mail Time.
Community Mail Time.
Roger spotted a Cybertruck in Wareham, Mass, charging near the Cape.
He also spotted this Rivian charging at the Mansfield Supercharger.
Tesla spotter spotted this Model Y in Jamaica. This company imports and services Tesla on the island.
Oh, that's cool. Michael wrote in from the Netherlands. His aunt passed away recently, but she was laid to rest in style in a Model 3 hearse.
Ray got these awesome shots of SpaceX's section of Port Canaveral, so you can see all the Falcon 9s there. And this is from a cruise ship. So every time people go on a cruise and they leave from Port Canaveral, they're going to get to see a Falcon 9 rocket that has been used what looks like multiple times.
What's that dirty smokestack?
Yeah.
Yuri spotted these solar chargers at the VA in Palo Alto.
Hans spotted this BYD shark in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Paul and his family went to go visit the Cybertruck on display at the American Dream Mall in New Jersey.
Merrick got a used Model S a year ago and used it to travel across Europe with his wife and 5 kids. It had free supercharging, so they made that trip for free.
Oh, that's really nice. Phil got the shot of a Bright Drop delivery van and its Mulroney sticker.
I was surprised to see the price. So even with their special package that they added, it was around $80,000.
That's not bad.
I wouldn't normally want to buy a Bright Drop, but the dimensions of it are just great. I would
van life.
Van life. I would say either the Bright Drop or the Rivian one. Hopefully they can start selling to people. I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe some of these get busted up and get sold at auctions or something.
Exactly. Now, Scott asked me this really interesting question, and I want to put it to our Norwegian viewers.
Okay.
Now that Norway is basically all EV, is it getting harder and harder to buy gas and diesel there?
Oh, like the actual liquids.
Yes. Scott said, the story I've told myself is that well before we're at 100% EVs, the local cost of gas should go up because it'll be harder for gas stations to remain profitable. Has it started to happen?
So, this is a really good question.
To our Norwegian viewers, I know that the price of fuel has always been expensive in Europe, but has it been going up? Have you noticed? Or have you been too busy driving an EV?
Christopher saw this service Model S in California
Wait, is that a Plaid Model S as a service vehicle? Why do you
need... you got to get to the customer fast. Of course.
We get there in 30 seconds or it's free.
Okay, so guess where this Cybertruck is located.
Okay, it's sunny. There's trash and recycling. There's a cone. I'm just going to guess Middle East.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Ethiopia.
I wasn't far off.
You were, but
it's sunny.
Cybertruck in Ethiopia.
Wow. Joshua spotted this Rivian mobile service van in Houston, Texas. And yeah, I do agree with you. The BrightDrop or the Rivian would both make really good van life vans.
Joshua also spotted this wrapped Cybertruck in Conroe, Texas.
That is so cool.
Look at those wheels.
Steve stumbled into the Cybertruck at the hospital. I hope you didn't get hurt. I mean, they're really sharp.
And Peter spotted this refreshed Model 3. Comment down below. Who has not seen a refreshed Model 3 in the wild?
I have, but that's because we're in Teslaville.
So if you haven't seen one of these in the wild, comment down below. I think most people are going to, but just let me know. I'm curious.
Yeah, and what state you're in or place you're in.
Exactly.
All right, before we go to supercharger reviews, let's see if there's any beautiful superchargers in the world.
Christopher likes this supercharger in Santa Ana. It has a solar canopy. It has 28 stalls of supercharging, version 4, and it also has a car wash and a lounge.
Yeah, that's definitely beautiful.
I'm a little biased towards the solar canopy ones. I think that those are really cool.
Yeah.
I know that there's no mountains or any kind of beautiful view around it, but it's...
Just look, if you took away the solar panels, that would be what? A parking lot.
That's true.
Right? And it's like not hard to add this, and it adds the shade and all the power. Like, this should just be happening everywhere. All right, it's time for supercharger reviews. Let's see what we got out there in the world.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, this is Joel out of Lubbock. I am on a road trip, quick day trip into Dallas, and I'm on my second Tesla supercharger. Using my adapter for my Ford Mach-E. So far, I love it. It plugged right in, starts up pretty quickly. I wish through the Ford app, it would show billing information, like the Tesla app, how it shows you the current rates and stuff like that. It just shows you after you've unplugged, it shows you your total amount billed. And kind of a receipt, and I can include some screenshots of that in a second. But as far as this stop, I love it. It's got 20 stalls. It's really big. Nice dog park. There's a gas station with a Burger King that looks like it's 24 hours. There's a Little Caesars that's not 24 hours. And then, of course, a convenience store with plenty of food and drink options. So no matter what time you come, there's food options and drink options. And bathrooms weren't big, but not super kept up. Some of the sinks were busted up and dirty. But overall, it's right off the highway. It's a great stop. Plenty of light, as you can see. So, you know, I've been here since about 5:30, 6 in the morning, and I don't really feel unsafe. You know, there's a lot of lighting around, a lot of, you know, clear space. So, not terribly bad, you know, close to the building. So, you're not like some EA chargers where you're half a mile away and feel a little bit out in the open, dangerous. It's a trash can. Just noticed that. And overall, I really like this spot out of the two I'm into. And I'll give this one an 8 out of 10. There you go.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Octavio. I'm from Germany, and I'm here in this supercharger station, which is next to a artificial ski slope. This is what you see over there, which is also covered with solar panels on the top, but there's a lot of solar panels on the back as well. And there are 8 superchargers here, I think. That's my Model Y. It's my wife and my son over there. And there is actually a Starlink antenna here. Do you see it? So I guess that this is all connected to Elon's Starlink. Yeah. So yeah, this is in Germany. This is close to Hamburg. We're coming from Berlin. Now you know.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is Leslie Lucas from Rødovre near Copenhagen. Very big mall with 5 parking levels, and this is on the -1 level. We have forgot the car, around, I think, 12 250 kilowatt chargers. So, being under a mall obviously has a lot of amenities. And these are just 12 out of, I think, like 100 chargers in here, like both fast and slow. Very well equipped parking lot here. Is it a bit in the middle of the city, so not like available from any highway like that? But nice to see that. The evolution has come to suburbia. Now you know.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. Hey there, it's Chris. And today we are at Nürburgring, Germany, Deutschland. And everyone watching probably recognizes the name Nürburgring because it is home of the famous Nürburgring. The famous Nürburgring, there's a 4-pod supercharger here. We're getting a good solid charge rate for our Model Y rental car. We just got off the track. I wish I could say we took the renter car out on the track, but we didn't. I didn't think that was a good idea. But we did book the ring taxi, and we took two laps on the track, and that was very fun. Highly recommend it. Super expensive, but it was really fun. Good supercharger location. There's some. There's a hotel here, a couple of hotels, and some places to eat. We may go to this place here for lunch. This, what is it? Gast? Bitburger Gasthaus. Yes, that's right. So, yeah, good location. Got to rate this one fairly high. 8, 8.5, something like that. Anyway, happy trails. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. Upload your reviews to our website at nowyouknowchannel.com/Supercharger reviews. And this is where we get all of our Supercharger reviews from. And you can check it out too. It has a map and everything. So you can zoom all around, see all the Superchargers in the world.
Thank you so much for doing it, everybody. All right, what do we got for new Superchargers?
We got number 71 in Washington is the 8-stall version 4 in Bellevue, Washington.
We got the 8-stall version 4 in Cular, Spain.
Number 93 in Italy is the 12-stall version 4 in San Benedetto del Tronto, Italy.
We have the 4-stall version 4 in Chongqing. It's the Yongchan direction.
And number 2,194 in China is the 4-stall in Chongqing in the Chongqing direction.
We have the 8-stall version 3 in Van Nuys, California.
Number 37 in Connecticut is the 12-stall version 4 in Cromwell, Connecticut.
Number 32 in Tennessee is the 12-stall version 4 in Wildersville.
Number 109 in Australia is the 8-stall version 3 in Mackay, Queensland, Australia.
Number 80 in Spain is the 4-stall version 4 in Saliche, Spain.
Number 175 in the UK is the 16-stall in Cannock, UK.
Number 7 in the Czech Republic is the 8-stall version 4 in Vestek.
Number 530 in California is the 18-stall version 3 in Milpitas in Barber Court, California.
Number 64 in Georgia, number 2546 in the USA is the 16-stall version 4 in McDonough on Jonesboro Road, Georgia.
And number 84 in Sweden, number 1381 in Europe, and 7035 in the world is the 24-stall version 4 in Helsingborg, Sweden. And thank you so much for joining us on Tesla Time News this week. It's been a very exciting past couple of weeks because of the announcement of robotaxis happening in Austin this June and
Tesla could be worth soon.
Exactly.
I mean, look, we're about to record our Patreon bonus stories and we're going to talk about a lot of the stuff there. So if you'd like even more content, just become a patron.
It only costs $1 a month and it helps us to keep bringing you independent journalism every week as we have done for 439 weeks in a row.
Now, if it sounds like we're tooting our own horn, why not? Who else do you know who has done this every week for 9 years? Join the team. Feel good knowing that you help support a team of people researching and reporting stories from a different angle. Stories you may not have otherwise heard about.
Thank you so much for watching. Join us next week here on Now You Know.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.